Our guest on the hotline from Washington, D.C., Dr. Peter Beter. Good morning to you, sir. We're on the air.
Hello, Harry from Washington, D.C.
No, I'm not from Washington, D.C. Now, I got enough things going against me without that, but you are. I know what you mean. How you doing?
Fine, Harry. How are you?
Well, I want to tell you, you really did upset a few people. Frankly, I've had probably 30 different people who've asked me if you're really crazy because of what you said about the Patty Hearst that we saw tried not being the real Patty Hearst and that the real Patty Hearst is dead. Can you give us a little bit more information on that?
Well, as I told you last time, Harry, my sources are impeccable. Number one, the real Patty Hearst is dead on file. She does not exist. And you got to remember that my sources, I come from the intelligence community. This is a very, very complex situation. I have kept quiet about this simply because my FBI people, who have been giving me information for the past year, has been in touch with this girl, which is allegedly to be Patty Hearst. And some of the private lives and things that have been going on concerning this girl, and I have expressed my concern over the health and the well-being of this girl. I predicted, not predicted, but I revealed some time ago that they would use unusual techniques to find this girl guilty, as they did Sarah Jane Moore, who was programmed to kill President Ford. We are going down into something very significantly down the road of what we call brainwashing, programming, things of this nature that the American public do not quite understand. It's done by what we call in the community, the intelligence community, as the millivolt system. Once they have you in a hospital, you are absolutely gone. They can do anything they want to you to program you to be some other person. And in the Patty Hearst case, I'm permitted to tell you this morning that there, during that 1 year so-called absence of Patty Hearst, which did not come out in the trial, this void will be filled in due course. But at the present time, I want to tell you that the whole thing was the real Patty Hearst died on file at the end of February, shortly after her abduction. And the reason for this being, the whole thing, of course, was to get control of the huge multi-billion dollar Hearst Foundation, which the people who used the SLA, which was a CIA concoction, on behalf of certain people, in order to get control of the Patty Hearst, rather the Hearst Corporation. And this was done, this was successful 3 or 4 months ago, and shortly thereafter, the whole Hearst Corporation, by way of its foundation, went union. So it's a very, very complicated thing. I fear for this girl's life. The family is going...
You mean you fear for the girl who was tried, who you say is not Patty Hearst?
Yes, I do fear for her life, and it's a very complicated situation, Harry. I wish I could go into it fully. It's enough for an entire book. It is being written about by someone who has all of the facts. I don't want to scoop him, except to say that the real Patty Hearst does not exist. She is dead on file.
Now, you've said dead on file several times. What do you mean by on file?
I'm saying that the real Patty Hearst does not exist. I'm giving you this.
Yeah, but what do you mean by the two words on file?
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
There are now over 500 ex-CIA, ex-FBI agents and officers who are now walking the streets, which we consider... who we consider to be in deep freeze. By that I mean many of them do not know their real identities. They are, for all intents and purposes, dead on file. They have no Social Security number. They have no ties with their original families. They have different names. They have been programmed to do certain performances in the intelligence community. They have done these. And they have not been deprogrammed. So therefore, there are many of these people who are now walking the streets cut off from their families without any means of support by the intelligence communities. And I happen to represent certain of these people, and also some of the people who are inside the intelligence communities. And they think this is one of the most dastardly things ever happened to people who were patriotic in the first instance and who served our country in the intelligence community. So what I'm saying today is that Patty Hearst is not only dead on file, but this girl is not Patty Hearst.
All right, well now, some time ago when you were with us, you said that Patty Hearst had been drowned.
That's right.
Now, so you're saying... Now, let me get this clear. Are you saying that the body of Patty Hearst is dead, or that okay.
The real Patty Hearst is dead.
She fought.
She put up a tremendous fight after she was abducted, and they took her in a bathtub, three men, and drowned her, and then later burned the body. Now, this person today is not the real Patty Hearst. It's this woman now, whoever she is. As a matter of fact, I tried through contacts to warn certain people that this is the biggest charade ever put on. And if anything happens to this girl, you will know that what I'm telling you this morning is the absolute truth.
Time for us to check traffic, and then we'll be back with more conversation with Dr. Peter Beter on WRNG Ring Radio.